H. Hedonism, first meaning. The psychological doctrine that nobody can do anything other than pursue his or own pleasure. One problem with this doctrine is that not all forms of well-being are identical with the experiencing of pleasure. In fact, not all forms of enjoyment are identical with pleasure. I enjoy playing tennis. I experience pleasure when I have a few beers. My agency is implicated in the enjoyment I derive from tennis. The joy I derive from tennis is joy that I earn. By contrast, the joy I derive from alcohol is not joy that I earn. My agency isn't involved. My agency is involved in lifting the bottle to my mouth, but whereas that act is only a means to the actual source of pleasure, namely the biochemical reactions that take place in my liver, the act of hitting a good backhand is itself a source of joy. It is constitutively, as opposed to merely instrumentally, involved in the joy I experience when I play tennis. The word pleasure denotes enjoyment of this non-agential kind. The contempt that Puritans have for pleasure is rooted in the fact that whereas one's agency and therefore one's self are implicated in the joy that, for example, playing tennis brings, they are not implicated in the joy brought by narcotics use and, with some qualifications, by sexual activity. So even though it probably isn't psychologically healthy to have such a severe attitude towards such pleasures, the Puritans' view of them embodies the important insight that, so far as one seeks pleasure, one seeks an effacement of self. Thus, a certain respect for human beings, qua agents, is inherent in the Puritans' view, and a respect for people, qua agents, is absent from the hedonists' view. Where the Puritan goes wrong is in his failure to see that a psychobiological prerequisite for mental health, and thus for retention of one's agency, is a certain amount of passive gratification. Hedonism, second meaning. The ethical doctrine that nobody ought to do anything other than pursue his or own pleasure. Higher order property. A property of a property. The property of being a bird has many properties. It has the property of being such that there are instances of it. In other words, it has the property of being instantiated. The property of being a golden mountain does not have that property, since there are no instances of it. It thus has the property of being uninstantiated. Instantiatedness and uninstantiatedness are the two most important higher-order properties. The property of being a person has the property of being such that each of its instances also has the property of being a mammal. Many sentences, propositions, that appear to be about individuals are in fact about properties. Frege discovered this, and it is undoubtedly the most important insight in the history of semantics. The expressions exist and doesn't exist refer to higher order properties. So even numbers exist means the property of being an even number is instantiated. Thus, when appropriately reparsed, exist proves to mean is instantiated. An even number, in that context, proves to mean the property of being an even number. And even prime numbers greater than 2 don't exist means the property of being an even number greater than 2 is uninstantiated. Thus, when that sentence is duly reparsed, don't exist means is uninstantiated. And in that context, even prime numbers greater than 2 means the property of being an even number greater than 2.